You know, it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely Sunday evening. Took a little break last week because it was my birthday. Yes, Easter Sunday was my bleeping birthday. And
yes,
Taurus season.
We ain't going all that far.
Yes, Taurus
April
season.
Babies. I'm okay with
April babies
name.
Rock,
April babies.
But Taurus is rock even harder. So, yeah, I also got to send a shout out to my business partner, Wally, because it was his birthday as well on April 23rd. So I'm 420. He's 423. Like I said, it's Taurus season.
I'm 4'7". So, I mean,
you're still cool, though.
Aries
you're
season
still cool, though.
Was the business. Bro.
And in case you're wondering who that is talking, that is the bridge. The bridge is over. Yes.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yes, the crowd is going wild outside. I mean, it's all these ladies lined up to get inside.
I had to fight them off.
I know,
it's
right?
Crazy.
I almost got punched in the face.
You know, hey, man, I had to tell all of them this date is over. This date is over.
Why would you tell them the date was over, though?
Hey, after the show, holla at me.
After the show, holla at the bridge, okay? The number to reach him in the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating.
Ooh.
The good, the bad,
uh-huh.
In a lot of cases, the ugly. Because sometimes it can get ugly.
Sometimes.
It's been a little ugly sometimes for me. And, you know, that's why I created the website, thisdateisover.com.
Right, which was genius.
Thank you.
Genius.
So you guys need to check it out.
Yeah.
Go to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories, because I know I am not the only person that's been on a bad date.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've never been on a bad date because I'm me, but...
You probably called some bad dates, haven't you?
Of course not. What do you mean? Every woman I've ever taken out has had a phenomenal time with me. Phenomenal. Okay?
Well, bless those ladies who have...
They were so lucky.
Who are just, yes, fortunate enough to be in your presence for
so
a date.
So fortunate.
Yes, they were very fortunate. But I also got to say thank you to everybody who came out yesterday. We had our Why Am I Still Single brunch and relationship forum. We had a phenomenal time.
Yes,
the panel was great. You know, kudos to Dr. Gray, who was a friend to the show, for his support and, you know, being on the panel. And also to Tia Hill. She was totally awesome. So
right. We
got some golden nuggets. And if you missed it, I feel sorry for you. Thank you to 201 Bar. They were awesome. The staff was great there. Those mimosas, honey. My goodness.
I don't do mimosas.
They didn't give you the little baby mimosas.
They
you know, like some places give
stuff?
You. Yeah, they gave you the big, big, like, red wine glass full of mimosas.
Okay.
So
you, get you right.
You didn't have to go back to the bar 15 times.
You made the conversation flow.
Exactly.
The conversation flow.
And then the potatoes. I don't know whose foot was in that potato, but it was so... Bleeping.
Tasty foot.
Good. It was a good foot. It was the good foot that was in those potatoes. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks once again for coming to the Why Am I Still Single brunch and relationship forum. We will have some more events coming your way soon. Actually, save the date, May 17th. We're
going
to get together.
Going to get together.
Pre-game.
Going to pre-game.
Happy hour, you know?
Happy hour.
Just want to get together, a little meetup. So
it's
stay tuned
down.
For that. So visit thisdateisover.com for more details. But tonight we are talking about... Out of your league.
What is that?
I know some people don't want to believe that a league of sorts exists, but
a league? What are you talking about, Miss Marie? A league?
So, have you ever been in a situation where you've been approached by somebody who would not have a chance in, who had zero chance in eight hells of getting with you?
Have I?
So just think about that. Or perhaps you've approached somebody that you knew
right.
You didn't have
no shot,
one iota of
no
a chance
shot.
To get with.
No shot. No shot.
So that's what we mean by out of your league. So
right.
We're going to talk about that tonight. Give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. 560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Make certain you like us, tell your friends about us, and we're going to get into some music first.
Uh-huh.
And then right after that, we're going to talk about it. Out of your league. Is anybody out of your league? Are you out of somebody else's league?
Ooh.
Let's talk about it.
Ooh.
The number once again is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got a special guest in the studio, The Bridge, the man about town.
What it do, what it do.
And we're coming to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com.
Yes, we are.
Just heard music from one of my favorite artists. The song was I Want You by Erykah Badu.
You know, Miss Badu got that, she got that fatty, that thing's crazy.
And right before that was Jill Scott with Blessed. I had to start it off with that because I am so blessed to see another year. Because like I said before, my birthday was last Sunday. I am still basking in the glory of
April babies.
Yes, April babies, Taurus season. Ow.
I wish you would stop saying Taurus season now, but April babies. Terry's.
I'll say Terry's season. How about that? Terry's.
Because
I'm
like
on
the
cusp,
line.
You know.
Yeah,
or Aries, Taurus. So Terry's. Oh. I'll let you have your moment. Because I have some other birthdays in April. You know, my Deltaversary is in April.
Okay. Color Love.
April 8th. Yes. Color Love. Crimson and Cream. Yeah, every girl's dream.
Yeah, we out here.
But tonight we are talking about Out of Your League.
Right.
Does a league really exist?
Everybody got their league, man. You gotta know where you're at and what you're worth and what you're doing, man. You gotta know it.
But some people don't know it.
Yeah, well, everybody knows it.
I don't know. Some people don't acknowledge it then.
Yeah, everybody knows it. You know where you're at and what you're doing and what you're trying to do and, you know, everything. But, you know, hey, fortune favors the bold, as I've heard.
Fortune favors the bold. So I had posted on Facebook earlier. I've come across a couple of guys, not too many, but they said that, you know, they alluded that a woman is out of their league if she does not have an advanced degree. If she doesn't have, you know, an education beyond high school,
right?
She's not the woman for her.
That sound like some DC stuff, I'm be honest with you.
Really?
Because, I mean, you know, a woman can still be a great partner, a great companion, could be a great mother, could be, you know, someone who is going to be a benefit to your life, whether or not she has a degree. Now, if she's stupid, you know, I don't
and there's a lot of stupid people with degrees.
Yeah, I don't deal with stupid women, but, you know. If she doesn't have a degree, I mean, personally, I just don't run into too many women that don't have degrees anymore. That's just, you know, maybe the caliber of women I attract or, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, if you don't, that doesn't mean that we can't talk.
But are you going to have an extended relationship with this person? Are you going to build a future with her? And let's say she does not have a degree, but she's working at Target. Or she's a Walmart team member.
I got nothing for a Walmart team member. I got nothing for a Target. I mean, maybe she's running the Target like she's a general manager. They make, you know, 50K plus. Yeah, we making holla.
Mm-hmm.
But like.
But if she's just a cashier, it's not happening.
Nah, Slim.
I mean, she's beautiful, man. And she turns up on the weekends.
Nah, you lacking that ambition, man. Like, what can we do? I can't take over the world with you. Come on. You can't even get promoted off the cash register. What is going on here, man? No.
But let's say, you know, some things happen. You know, I had a child when I was a teenager. I was really lost. And you know what? Now I'm found and I'm trying to get my life together. And, you know, I'm a good person. I'm a great mom. But you know what? I just didn't feel like college was for me. So, you know, I'm going to just work my way up through Target. And right now I'm currently a cashier.
All right. So what you said was I'm trying to get my life together. I mean, first of all, that sounds like a whole lot of baggage she got in the past. But if she is really trying to get her life together and do something and move forward, then, you know, hey, I can dig that. That is one of those things that I appreciate in people, period. But like if she was okay with being a Target cashier, I got nothing for her. And I mean, initially, like if I meet her at Target and she's a cashier,
she's gorgeous.
I'm going to think she's 12. That's the very first thing. Like, should I be talking to her? Because she's clearly not an adult.
Hey, I've seen some grown people working at the register at Target.
Yeah, maybe she's not an adult in her mind then.
No, gosh.
So, that's the first thing. I'd be hard pressed to really like meet a girl and know she works at Target and for us to even exchange numbers.
Damn.
I'd be.
But like, she's a great girl. Like I said, nice and she makes you laugh. You know, she's really funny.
It'd be hard before we got there for me to get to know her personality and get to know how great of a person she is.
She wouldn't even get the number.
Because right off the bat, I'm just thinking, you know, I'm a judge. I'm gonna keep it funky. You know, people judge people. People, you know, it is what it is. We're all human, and I would, I definitely would be like, yeah, she's not making the best decisions.
But if a degree does not matter, but where she works is important.
her as a person, a degree just shows that she wanted to continue, you know, education, either for education's purpose or mm-hmm. for the purpose of, you know, being able to find employment, you know, greater employment.
Mm-hmm.
So she does not, because there's plenty of successful people without degrees.
There are plenty of people who are successful without degrees, and you know, my father.
Exactly.
You
know, so
he was a high level executive in the company, and he had zero degree.
Yeah.
But he did take his like PMP trainings and all these different computer classes in lieu of going to college, so that he could excel in his field, which is IT.
Exactly.
But that goes back to, you know, education. I would be concerned to a certain extent. Like, I don't think you have to go to college, but that does put in the back of my mind like his earning potential. Like, if he works at Target, I don't know if I'll be comfortable with that.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I'm just like well off and well to do, because please believe, I am one paycheck away from being in the poorhouse.
So I'm saying, like, if we struggling and we got degrees and jobs that are, you know, quote unquote okay.
Yeah. And then somebody that's working at Target or Walmart.
Like, yeah, what can we do? You gonna put me in more of a struggle. Me being you is gonna put me in more of a struggle, because I know you can't take care of all your responsibilities, and I'm barely taking care of my responsibilities, so now I'm going to have to take care of your responsibilities, too,
and
if we're going to date.
That's what will make me uncomfortable dating a guy, because, you know, as a woman, you want the man to protect and provide, mm-hmm. and it's like, damn, he can barely provide for himself. He can't possibly afford it. Well, I can't say that. I don't work at Target. And I'm not trying to bash people who work at Target or Walmart, by the way. If that's what you do, that's your business.
Right.
But I'm just, you know, I'm trying to be real. You know, at this stage in life, I don't know that that would necessarily work for me, because I have no desire to take care of a man. I don't want to be making $60,000-$70,000 and he's making $15,000.
Right.
You know, I don't want to have to bear the brunt of taking care of the entire household by myself.
Well, I don't even know, like, how people, if you're over 18, I don't know how you survive making in the teens for your salary. Like, I just don't know. I really, and that's a question of straight up ignorance, not like disrespect. I really don't know how you afford to live in the DMV on less than, you know, $40,000.
I don't either. I mean, it's difficult to live on 40 and 45, and you know, it's very expensive to live out here in any major metropolitan area. So I don't know it. And kudos to the people who have figured out how to make it, because I don't know. Like I said, I'm one check away from being in the poorhouse, so I can't even imagine how somebody that's working at Walmart full time is going, because you already know they don't pay their employees very well. How many times do they have, you know, picket lines and whatnot, and
if she's
protests?
Gorgeous, she better become one of these Instagram models and get them likes up.
Yes,
you know, get.
I work at Walmart, but I got 25,000 likes.
Somebody'll pay you for something. You better learn how to get on some Herbalife and sell that network marketing, Amway Global, or you know, ANC or whatever that thing.
You better get some 5 links or something.
You better get your hustle up.
Boom. Yeah,
get your hustle up. Do
but
braids.
even if you have a job, you gotta have a side hustle. That's the way of the world nowadays. You gotta have an entrepreneurial spirit to make it, because I have no desire to continue to make other people rich.
Man, but
I'm trying to get that money in my pocket.
Word up, yo. That's why we on here. The date is over, man. We trying to make this. Like,
hell yeah,
global,
we try and blow up. Help us blow up. Tell your friends about us. thisdateisover.com. Hello.
Hello.
But yeah, education. Like I said, you know, one of the friends I was talking to before I came in the studio, he was saying, well, people with degrees have a better earning potential than somebody without.
True.
And that is very true. So, once again, as a woman, I would be slightly concerned, but then again, not really. It just really depends on where he is in life. Is he working a good job? Is he able to go to different trainings in lieu of getting a degree, like my father did? Is he able to, you know, take some project management training or whatever training it is in his field that will help him to go to the next level? But I mean, I know people, and it breaks my heart, like I know people personally who don't even have high school diplomas, and I'm just like, how, as a man, can you not have a diploma?
Yeah, as children, I guess we thought as children, but like, mm-hmm. to me, I know people who, you know, didn't handle their business in high school, and they, you know, I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, and a lot of people that I'm cool with, or that I grew up with, didn't have their head on straight. They was little knuckleheads. So,
right.
I mean, you know, it's lack of planning. You didn't think about what poor people I took in college. I took hiring policy. And it talked about the philosophy of poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Poor
in their
people
mindsets.
Make decisions for the now. What? Mm. How can I keep the lights on tonight? I mean, tomorrow. How can I feed my kid? You know, how can I do this, that, and other? Rich people, middle class people make decisions, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, looking ahead. Rich people make decisions for generations mm-hmm. down the line. Hey, if I do this today, how is this going to affect my children's children's children?
Mm-hmm.
That's the right way to think about stuff. But, it's hard. It's difficult. But if you didn't finish high school, you don't have any perspective on... You basically said you didn't want to be successful, in my opinion.
Right, to me too. But I'm like, okay, you might have been a knucklehead. You might have screwed up in high school. Now you're 25. Now you're 30. Some light bulb should have gone off by now to say, you know what? I didn't get my diploma. Let me get my GED at least.
Exactly.
Because nowadays, if you don't have a bachelor's degree, like a high school diploma nowadays is toilet paper. And a bachelor's degree is like right behind that.
I agree.
It's a baby wipe.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
If you don't have the bare necessities, that's an issue. And I'm so sorry to inform you that this date is over. Because I cannot have children with you. I cannot get married to somebody who is not going to take their education seriously to have the bare minimum. Like, how are we going to have kids and say, you know what? Daddy didn't finish school, but you better do your damn homework. Like, or don't end up like you lose a father. Like, that's not an appropriate
you
conversation
said
to have.
This date is over. I'm gonna say this date never starts.
Right.
Because you don't even have recreational money. Like, we can't do anything for recreation. Dating is supposed to be fun. What are we gonna do?
Hey, you can do free stuff. Fellas, you ain't gotta be rich to date me.
Free stuff costs money. It still gotta have clothes. It costs time.
Yeah.
And clothes, your gas, your transportation to get there, however mm-hmm. you get there. Somebody gonna want some food when
the
you
the transportation thing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Somebody gonna want some food when you get there. Like, it free stuff costs money too.
So if somebody doesn't have a car, is she out of your league? If she does not drive or have any access to transportation?
I mean, the great thing about DC is if you live in the city.
She don't live in the city. She lives in the suburbs.
Yeah, I'm not coming. Gas is expensive.
Yes, ma'am, sir. I'm talking about to the ma'am that you're talking to. But yes,
I need you to be able to come through my spot. I'm guessing if you don't have a car, you probably don't have your own spot. So I can't even come through your spot. We always got to be out and about in the streets spending my money. I don't want to spend my money on you. So, like,
is your mom's home?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
See, I can't even come through, boo. Like, you can't come through either because you can't get here. And if I come pick you up, that means I got to take you back. And I ain't really here.
That's a turnoff to me.
Yeah.
Somebody who doesn't drive.
Yeah.
And how do you say that delicately, though? Because a lot of guys get offended. Well, I've been called shallow because, oh, well, you should look at the bigger picture and the person and blah, blah. I'm not a taxi cab service. I'm not Uber, honey.
Yeah. If you got your plan together, you could get a beater. If you get a little beater car, like, as long as you get around getting the beater cars. As a matter of fact, my best female friend sold one of my best friends her car for like $700.
Mm-hmm.
$700. And he's still driving that car while he's, figuring out how to, get the next thing. But $700, it increases where you can get jobs. It increases, what you can do with your leisure time and with your business time. It makes sure that you're going to make it places on time.
Right. Sorry, we laughing at something that we just saw on Instagram. Instagram is crazy. But yeah, the car thing, that's a hot button issue for me. And I don't want to say the person's out of my league, so to speak, but it's a turn off for me. And it really depends on how much you like that person too. Like, if I really like you, of course I'll pick you up.
Right. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Like, you're going to have to meet me halfway. Like, come to the nearest subway station or something. But I know some people that just want you to pick them up and take them each and every place and don't even cough up no gas money. But let me stop talking because we got to go to break. Give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. We're talking about out of your league. If somebody does not have a degree, a college degree, are they out of your league? And what makes a person out of your league to begin with? So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
Yeah. It's hard, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, but it's real.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your host Miss Marie. Also got special guest The Bridge in the studio.
Yeah.
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. This is her music from one of my favorite groups, The Foreign Exchange.
North Carolina.
Yes, the song was Better. And guess what? They're going to be here on Friday. I have got to get my bleeping ticket. So if anybody wants to email me a confirmation of tickets, since my birthday was last Sunday,
right,
shameless plug.
Make sure I get one too.
That was like a desperate plug, by the way. But you know. Yes, they'll be here in D.C. at the Howard Theater, so I will be at the show.
Right.
Come hella high water, I'm going to be at that show.
I was there. I was there not too long ago at the Bun B Trail Tour with Kirk O'Banks.
Mm-hmm.
That was just good. I mean, it was inwardish, but it was.
Who was at the show? Who was headliner? Hello.
I guess B I should have known that. But you know, hey, Kirk O'Banks killed it. You know, and of course the Bun B, the Trill OG, he killed it too. So. You know, it's all good, man.
What's up?
It's a nice venue.
I like the Howard Theater. At first, you know, it took me a while to like it because they always had AC issues. Like,
yeah,
it was always hot as hell in there. It was still hot?
It's still hot.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
The last time I went there, I didn't care for their service. I'm going to be honest with you. When they press have, like, I think it's like a $10 or $20 minimum, and the chick never even came back with my water. I'm like, I'm parched, my lady.
Yeah. We went there, and the drink was like, I got Jack and Coke for like $12, and it didn't even, I think it was $14.
Right.
Didn't even fill it.
Here's
all the
some
way up.
Coke with a splash of Jack.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I like the acts that they bring, but not necessarily what goes on in there.
Right.
But,
you know, yeah, they could do a little bit better with their staff, but whatever. I'm not going to see them. I'm going to see the Foreign Exchange on Friday, so hopefully they're on their P's and Q's because I don't have time for the bull.
Right.
But tonight we are talking about out of your league. What is a league anyways, Bridge? Like, how can somebody be out of a person's league?
Let's see. My understanding of the league is everybody knows their worth, whether it be their looks, their education, their status, their you know, just what they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone can greatly exceed what you bring to the table, which means that they'd be out of your league to the positive, or they can be so far below what you bring to the table that I don't say that they're out of my league. I say they're not in my league. You can't see me. We're not watching the same. We don't have the same view.
We ain't in the same chapter. Yeah. You on chapter one. I'm in chapter 30.
Yeah, you know, when you walked into the building, they put you on the bottom floor. Like I'm in the penthouse right now. We don't have the same view. We're not looking at life the same way right now. You feel me? So, you know, that's out of your league. In my opinion, I think that's what we're talking about. Did my voice just crack? Am I going through puberty? Or like, what happened right now? What's going on?
Having a prepubescent moment right now. I mean, has there ever been a time that somebody has changed your view? Like, you know what? She ain't the cutest. She don't dress that well, but she is really cool. You know, I really like her vibe, her personality. She makes me laugh. She makes me feel good about myself. Maybe I'll give her a shot.
Yeah. I mean, cool goes a long, long, long way because it's a lot of...
I mean,
of
cool, does she get out of the friend zone?
I mean, I'm shallow, to be honest, but, you know, there's... Because I feel like I can attract the type of woman fit that looks physically what I desire.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you look like my left foot, ain't no coming out of friend zone at that point in time. But... You know, if you got some redeeming qualities physically and you cooler than everybody else and you seem like you could be a good companion, someone that's going to be supportive and loyal and, you know, all of these things, we may be able to, you know, we may be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But not if you, you know, look like Gargamel. We ain't going that route.
So we were talking about education and career earlier. Is there any career that you just can't get with? You know, you said you can't do the Target and the Walmart. And what about a stripper? I mean, they making money.
Yeah, but
is she out of your league?
There's other people seeing you naked all mm-hmm. the time. And I mean, you know, get your money, boo. Especially if you're getting your money to do something else positive with it. I can't be mad at you, but I can say that, you know, I'd be insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Every night you going out and, you know, dudes spending, throwing stacks of money at you.
But you just bought you that new S series.
I mean, we could kick it. We could be, you know, we could kick it. We could do the adult thing. Because I'm sure she's, you know, got some you know, experience that will make that pleasurable. We could do that. We could kick it. You could be very, very close friends.
But she could be the type. She's like, you know what, babe? I strip and I put on this fantasy for everybody all day. I have no desire to do this when I get home. I just want to do a missionary.
That would be a problem. What Kanye say? I ain't a preacher, don't do missionary. I know good when I see it, I'm a visionary. I'm gonna start rapping a little bit, but anyway, yeah, we can't do the, you know, just the, you know, just that. But looks like we got somebody. Is somebody calling?
Yeah, somebody just called us.
Somebody, I made somebody call in.
Oh yes, you yeah, made somebody call yeah. in. Yes, the ladies love you, Bridge. So caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We hear you. What's funny?
Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
calling from Alabama.
And what's your name?
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. So what did you want to add to the conversation?
I didn't know what the conversation was about.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and turn that right on down. Tonight we are talking about out of your league, you know, what do you consider to be out of your league when it comes to dating? Like, if a guy, you know, I don't know, was he missing a tooth? Or if he didn't have, like, a great job, would he be out of your league? Like, what do you consider to be out of your league?
Wow. I don't really think anybody's out of my league, to be honest.
Do you think you're out of somebody else's league?
Yeah, absolutely.
What makes, what? Why? Tell me, Kelly. Let me know. Kelly,
look, position in life.
Your position in life? Okay.
And that's what we're about to talk about, position in life.
Your status. You got it like that, Alabama Kelly?
Maybe.
All right now. Well, thank you, Kelly. Keep tuning in. We're going to continue the conversation. We talk. Yeah, I want to thank you for that, too, because I want to transition to position in life, like your status.
Uh-huh.
I've had a, you know, in the past, I've come across some guys who do not have
right.
a pot to piss in.
Right.
And they're not in a good place in life.
Right.
Like, they might be staying on somebody else's couch.
Right.
They don't have a good job. They right. might be doing odd jobs every now and then.
Right.
Like, they might be doing security every once in a while. Like, they don't have a full-time job. They don't have a formal education beyond high school.
Okay.
They don't have a car.
Okay.
So, I can't get with that.
Okay.
At all.
Okay, I mean, everybody's entitled to, you know, how low they're gonna go on mm-hmm. their on their level on what's the floor of their league. You know, I can dig it.
But that person is not going to stop trying to pursue somebody who is beyond.
I mean, why would I want a chick that I could be broke and I could be, you know, effed up in a place, but why would I want a chick that's effed up with me?
Because y'all can go through it together and figure it out together.
Because
that person is going to bring me off balance. Like, I can't get with you. Like, I have my own, and then I got to worry about your struggles. Like,
I agree.
I can't. And let me rephrase that, because I can't get with it if we're just meeting.
Right.
If I'm with you and something happened, okay, that means I care about you. But if I'm just meeting you and you don't have a pot to piss in,
right.
you don't drive, you don't have a steady job, and you don't have any type of formal education, nothing to fall back on, and you got a bunch of kids, I can't get with that. Because number one, I don't care enough about you to care about your situation. I'm just being realistic. Imagine if you went on a date with a chick and she's telling you all of her problems. You're like, why the hell are you telling me this? I don't care enough about you to care about your problem. But
that's
if you had, if you have developed some type of, you know, relationship, some courtship with this person, then over time you will care. Like, you know, if you found that out maybe 2 months down the line, you were like, you know what? You would be more sympathetic,
right,
and
right.
you might want to chip in, help them find a job, whatever. But if I'm just meeting you and I'm learning all this,
I agree.
I mean, I'm so sorry for you, my friend. This date is
that's,
over.
That's first, definitely a way to end the date. If you got your struggle, like on our first date, don't tell me about your struggle. At least not all of it. At least not all of it, because I don't care enough. I don't like you enough
at all.
Like, you may be cute, but you ain't that cute for me to.
Don't wear your struggle on your sleeve,
yeah,
please.
That's a definitely a way. But at one point in time, I did meet a young lady. I think I met her on like New Year's Eve, and I was in a, you know, terrible place in life at that time.
Uh-oh.
And
we're gonna have to hold that thought though. Do you mind?
Man,
do you mind? I know I hate to cut you off in the middle of your story, but we gotta go to commercial.
All right, commercial.
So keep it right here on the flow. The number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
At At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out the show each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can also listen to us on the TuneIn app. You can take us wherever you want to go. Download the TuneIn app, search for Rock The Flow, all one word, and save us to your favorites. And that's the same for if you want to check us out on TuneIn.com.
Right.
Search for Rock The Flow, all one word, and then we'll pop up. Save us to your favorites so you can check us out on
right,
Sundays.
Right, right.
We got the Bridge in the studio. What's
yes,
up, Bridge?
Yes, I am. I'm here, man. What's going on?
Everything. We just heard music from Kirkus. He's all the way out of Australia, and the song was called The Soft Machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
love just random music.
Okay, yeah.
That's how
that's
we roll.
First time I've ever heard somebody from Australia.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome guy from Australia. Makes great beats and whatnot.
Okay.
But tonight we're talking about Out of Your League, and don't forget you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301 560-6992 301-560-6992. Thank you, Kelly, for calling in. Telling us what you did. It's your profession. That's what's up. Out of your league. So you were saying before I had to cut you off to go to commercial.
Yeah, but you know, I met a little, you know, young lady, and we actually went out. I did drive. She, you know, I was staying on somebody's couch at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up, you know, I told her my situation. She still, you know, I was my first $200 date that I was taking on.
Damn, what was your situation?
I was jobless at the time because I'd been effing up at work, and they gave me the boot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was jobless, and at the same time I was looking for another spot. So. I was looking for another spot, but I didn't get it before our lease was up. So I had to go crash at the homeboy's crib. And you know, I told her, I was, you know, very, very straightforward with her. And she was like, cool. We went out. I don't think I told her until we were actually at the date. I told her, she kept buying drinks, kept buying, I don't think she knew it was going to end up being $200, but you know, she kept buying.
Was it sticker shock? For her?
But I mean, she had it.
Did y'all go out again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out a few times. We never did make anything official because we argued too much. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, she's She held me down for like our first two dates. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, cool.
So why didn't you tell her before the date that, you know, hey, my situation is not, you know, kind of not working right now, so I really can't afford to go out. You know, I can't afford to take you out. Yeah. So how about we just go to the park?
That's not something that you ever, you know, want to admit. You don't want to admit that you...
But you still told her on a date.
Yeah. You know, it is what
before
it is.
The check came.
Yeah.
So I would rather just you manage expectations beforehand, like before the date even happens. Say that we can be more creative. Like, you know what? Maybe we don't need to go and get Ruth's Chris. Maybe I don't need to get the surfer and the turf. Maybe I just get
the surf. You're right. You're right. I'm
just tell me up front.
You definitely right. I was a little younger then. I handled situations a little bit differently then, but you know, she was okay with it. I wouldn't recommend doing that for anybody in the future.
I'm like, shoot, you talking about spending $200? We could have gotten a bottle from the liquor store. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be, if I spring that on to somebody now, I'd probably be washing dishes to get to pay that bill or something.
Right?
Like,
don't do it. Yeah, don't you dare do it.
Yeah, so you're right. You're right.
So moving on, even though we'll probably come back to that because, you know, your status in life, I don't know. I mean, it goes back to what I said earlier. If I don't care enough about you, then that's going to be a problem for me. Like, I mean, I know what it feels like to be laid off. So I'm not going to knock somebody while they're down. And I definitely would, you know, make an effort to, you know, find things that we can do or that are inexpensive. And that's one of the things I want fellas to understand, that dates do not have to be costly. And ladies, too, dates do not have to be costly. And I said this on the show plenty of times before. If you would not normally pay for the date, like if you wouldn't order that stuff on your own, yeah, taking yourself out to eat, don't expect that man, or don't try to make that man do that. If you would not order the surf nor the turf when you go out with your girlfriends, don't do that to that man. You know, when you go with your friends, you order buffalo wings and a side salad. You do not order lobster tails. You do not order filet mignon. You don't order snails. You don't order foie gras. You don't order none of that stuff. So don't try to do that when this man offers to take you out.
These joints be seeing dudes and just see free meal. Right then.
And I don't even think the first date should be anything that deep. I think, because you don't even know if you like the person that much.
Agreed.
Go someplace inexpensive. Get like milkshakes or go to the park. You know, the weather's turning nice in D.C.
I don't like dating spring. For real anyway, man.
I'm certain you don't, but I'm not into like the come over here and chill. That's not for me. I'm anti that.
I'm all about that life.
Yeah, of course you are. I'm not about that life at all. I think that shows a lack of effort, and I don't know if I like you enough to want to be at your house.
I can dig that. I mean,
but
you know.
That doesn't show any effort to me, but we got to call. Let's see, this is caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Fresh.
I'm sorry, did you say Stretch?
Fresh.
Fresh.
F-R-E-S-H, yeah.
What hey, up, Fresh?
Bro? What's good, Noob? How you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. That's my profile right here.
Oh, what's up? So you just going to skip right over the host and say what's up to him and not going to say hi to me?
No, what's up? I'm good.
We got color love going on right now.
I know. How you doing, Angie? How you doing?
My name is Miss Marie. My name is Miss Marie today.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Fresh? What did you want to add to the conversation?
Well, I was going to say, basically, when it comes to people's statuses, a lot of people put themselves better than other individuals, but no one person is better than another individual because you're just as good as the next person. You're just at one level that you're at in your life, and you never know what the next person is going to be because I went to college, got a degree, got a good job, and you may not have taken that same route, but I don't know where you're going to end up in the future.
True.
So let's say the person is 33 years old, and they still aren't at a level remotely close to yours. Then what?
It depends on what they're doing. They're trying to do something.
They're trying to get off that cash register at Target.
I will say that. can't do Target.
She's trying to get off the register at Victoria's Secret. She's trying to get off of the register at the Gap.
See, when it comes to registers, you know what I'm saying? If she's not the person who's telling the person to put the money in the register as far as managing them, then I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? The whole cashier, $7 an hour. don't know.
Exactly. See, to your original, you first called in. Yeah, everybody's not on the same level, and everybody's working to get where they need to be. So you don't need to say that person is like a horrible person.
Yeah, because, I wouldn't dare say they're a horrible person. I don't want you guys to think that, not one bit. It's just that we're not a match. Like I said, that would take me off balance. And I cannot, as a woman, support a man at that level. And now, if we are already together, if we're already dating, and then something happens, of course. But if I'm just meeting you like that, that's not going to work for me. Because like I said earlier, I don't care enough about you to want to work with you and help you with your situation.
Right, right. Understandable. Like, because my lady, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're at two different stages. Like, she's smart. She went to school, went to college, got a job, you know what I'm saying? Working on her advanced degree. But I'm not going to be like, oh, you don't make a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. So
right.
And that's a good point that you said. Like, she's pursuing something else. So it's not like she's just sitting there and not doing anything. Right. I know people who are sitting there and not doing anything, or who just had too much that they had to take care of. So I'm like, this is not even a good time for you to be dating. I remember going out with a guy, and you know, I found out that he hadn't seen his child in like maybe a year, and then he was living on his brother's couch, and then he was talking about getting the new J's. I'm like,
are you serious right now?
You about to invest in some damn sneakers? You haven't seen your child. You better invest in some child support. I know he couldn't afford to pay child support. There ain't no way in hell that you could be paying child support when you just work in odd jobs.
Right.
You don't even have a check that can be garnished for child support. But you fly, you fresh and fly.
Hey.
Right. And like I could say, like, for my instance and my lady's point of view, she's very financially smart. You know what I'm saying? She has a lot of financial intelligence. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to certain decisions that I want to make financially, like, she'll be like, hey, think about this. You know what I'm saying? Do this, do that. You know what I'm saying?
Lady, so, hold you down, yo.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Shouts to Mrs. Definitely. Fresh.
And, you know what I'm saying? And another thing, which a lot of ladies don't do, I don't really ask for, like, when we go out, say we go to multiple places, like, I'll pay for the first drink, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We go to the next place, I'm about to pay for it. She'd be like, nah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
How many ladies you know gonna go out and the dude be like, I mean, she'd be like, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all listening, ladies? Are y'all listening, ladies?
I have offered and I have paid.
Are y'all listening, ladies?
Right, I paid for a first date. But yeah, you're right. The majority of women are not going to.
Don't. You know what I'm saying? But, and that's where a lot of people fail, because relationships shouldn't be
one way,
and it actually shouldn't be 50-50, because 50-50 means I'm only giving 50%, you only giving 50%.
It gotta be 100-100.
Uh-oh, but you dropping knowledge here? Were you trying to kick knowledge?
Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I had to call in, had to support my colors, had to support my well, he's not a Neo no more, but he's still my Neo.
Yeah,
he's
your Neo. Well, thank you so much, Fresh, for calling in. And make certain you check us out next Sunday and each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And go to the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and whatnot.
Right.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Got some good points,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, got some great points.
Ladies, do y'all listen? When the last time you paid for a date, ladies? When's the last time
a couple months ago.
You paid for a date? All you ladies is listening. We like to be taken out too.
Yes, they do. Yeah, ladies, don't like I said, don't keep expecting these guys to pay for you all the time. Chip in.
Don't
care. Dating is expensive. It can get expensive.
What? Talk to him.
Well, you know what? Bridge don't care because he don't pay for dates. He likes to invite you to his house. He's one of those. Hey, come over here and chill.
One of those
kind of dudes.
I will go on a date.
He don't want to spend no money.
I don't. I really don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to spend. I know dating is a means to an end. I have to spend some money to date some of you ladies. But I don't want to. No, I don't want to spend any money on you. I'd rather spend money on things that I want. Because half y'all ain't fun anyway. Just saying.
Half of y'all ain't fun anyways.
That's a whole nother.
I think y'all need to call in and challenge him on that.
Just
saying. Ladies, 301-560-6992 is the number.
Just saying. But be better. Don't be good, my ladies. Be great.
Good to great. I'm starting to read that book. But just in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie, and we are coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on Rock The Flow. www.thedateandthefamily.com. It's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what the hell am I going to rant about? You know, if I was actually prepared, I would have had notes.
Right.
But it's been kind of busy because we had some stuff going on. We had the brunch going on. I had some birthday celebrations going on. But, of course, we're talking about Out of Your League. And, yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like to say that, like, oh, that's shallow, that's this, you know, nobody's out of your league, and there is no such thing as a league. Bull crap.
Word.
There is such a thing.
Word.
As a league or a level, and you know when somebody is not on your level, and you know when you're not on theirs.
Levels to this ish.
Right. There is levels, even though that was improper English, there are levels to this ish, as Bridge said, because, by the way, Bridge is in the studio with us tonight.
Yes, yes, I am. How you doing, DMV and the world?
Yes, we are worldwide on rocktheflow.com.
How you guys doing, man?
But like I was saying, let's see, out of your league, there is definitely levels. There are levels, and make certain you are aware of the level that you are on. I think a lot of people try to go far and beyond what they're bringing to the table. Like, if you know you making $40,000 a year,
right,
why are you looking for some man that's making six figures? You ain't even close.
True.
Don't play yourself.
True.
Fellas, if you don't have a pot to piss in, if you stand on somebody's couch, you don't drive, you don't even have a job, you don't have formal education, please stop trying to go after chicks. Get your stuff together and make sure that you have something
but I need
to
bring to the table.
Boo. I don't give a damn about your companionship.
But I need companionship.
You got kids,
boo.
Too. You better spend some time with your kids. Use this time wisely, because I have no desire to be with you when you don't have your ish together. And now, you ain't got to be all the way together, because I ain't all the way together. But you got to meet me halfway. I can't be picking you up all the time. I can't always fork up the bill. Like, I cannot do that. You cannot come to my house.
You got it, boo. Let me come over.
I can't get with it.
Just cook.
And the other thing, although we are going to start talking about this, you know, after my rant and rave, is looks. Like, a lot of people have these inflated self-egos. Like, you need to, you know what you look like.
Right.
But some people think they're a lot cuter than they are. I know how I look.
I
think I'm a nice looking lady. I ain't the best looking chick in the world, but I'm cute. And if you are toothless, and if you wouldn't normally pull this type of woman, please stay in your lane. You know damn well that you have never dated a chick that looks remotely close to Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, or whoever else is gorgeous. You have never in life, not in three lifetimes, have you pulled a woman that looked like any of them.
Did you see the
women that you pulled look like Ugly Betty before she got the makeover?
Did you see the Instagram meme, dudes, Women Crush Wednesdays, what they look like and what their baby
mamas
look like.
Yes. just like Mike Epps said, his first one, his baby's mother looked like James Brown. And a lot of you guys are pulling James Brown looking chicks. You need to stay in your lane. Like, you know good and hell well you do not work out regularly. I know I don't, so I'm not going after the Mr. Six Pack abs, okay? I'm not going to play myself. If he's a gym rat and I know I'm not going to play myself trying to go after this big buff person. I'm not skinny. I got curves on me, honey. So I know who I can pull, and I think a lot of people know who they can pull, but they insist on trying to go after this supermodel. Like, you are 800 pounds overweight, and you're playing yourself.
So you're 800 pounds overweight, so you're already overweight.
But you're 800 pounds overweight.
You extra 800 pounds. Jeez.
And I'm not trying to go on big people. It's just in general. Like, we all know. We should be self-aware, but a lot of people are not, and they think that they are God's gift, and I am so sorry. If you a little Wayne in the face, but not in the pockets, you need to stay in your looks lane.
I'm like Idris Elba, like light. I'm like Idris Elba.
He like Idris Elba. Like, if you cut the lights off, put a bag over your head, and close your eyes.
Yo,
he looked just like him, y'all.
That was
like,
hateful.
Seriously,
and unnecessary. That was hateful.
He looks just like
and
him.
Unnecessary. Follow me on Instagram, aka The Bridge. You can see for yourself. It's spelled like normal people spell things too, aka The Bridge.
Yeah, normal people. And, Lord, okay. And their spelling. Yeah, so that's my rant and rave. Like I said before, if you've never pulled anyone remotely close to that person in the past, you really, really need to stay in your lane.
Mm.
Like, if you don't have your ish together, even close to being together, please stay in your lane. Don't even bother dating. Like, if you can't even dress, like, come on now. Come on now. Your clothes falling off. Like, come on now. Come on now. If you cannot conjugate a verb,
ooh,
please stop.
Ooh, tell him.
Please stop.
Tell him. But it's levels to it.
It's definitely levels to it. And like I said, I hate to say that, but you know, you hang out in these different circles. Like, people try to clown Kim Kardashian, like, oh, she's a hoe. She always dating these, you know, professional people, people with money. Well, hello, she got money. That's her lane.
True.
She's always had money. Her family, she came from money. So she was in those circles already. So whatever, I digress. So we got a caller. So caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Danielle. I'm calling
from Philly. Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Oh,
we are just wonderful.
Voice, Danielle? Danielle, you got the little sexy voice on right now.
So what did you want to add to the conversation, Danielle?
So I just heard the tail end of what Fresh was saying, and I find that it's a little off for me, because as a woman in the DMV, in between DMV and Philadelphia, I'll offer to pay for dates, and men get offended. They're the men. They're the man in the relationship or whatever we're doing, and they feel like they should be paying for it. So how do you respond to that? And again, with the whole different leagues, of course people are in different leagues. Yes, it is right for you to know your place, so to speak, and not to sound bougie, but what do you do? I mean, here you are presenting yourself one way, people present themselves another way. The whole thing about being on a registered Target, I understand it, I get that, but if you're a nice person, you would like to think that can negate everything else.
No.
It can't. It really depends on how much you like a person, because I can say I do not want to date somebody who works at Target. I do not want to date somebody that works at McDonald's. But if I happen to meet somebody that works there and we really click, then things are going to change. It's really based on how much you like the person. That's not my ideal situation, but hey. So with Bridge, can you respond to her other part
the
when she said, well, when guys get offended when she's offered to pay for dates?
Yo, I think it's always better to offer. Whether he gets offended, he's not going to get offended to the point where he says, you know what, I'm never taking her on a date again. This joint offered to pay for a meal? I'll never talk to her again. He's going to say, you know, he's going to react one or two ways. Hey, I got it. Don't worry about it. Or he's going to say, that's dope. That's he dope, but you are... that you're looking out that way. So you offer. And, you know, yeah, feel me?
So, I mean, have they actually just been, like, really pissed off? Or did they just say, like, hey, I got it? Like, how have they responded?
Both ways. I mean, some guys are like, wow, you're offering? I've never had a girl offer before. Sure, great, do it. But then the other guys have been like, I'm the man. Like, you don't do that. You're making it seem like I can't take care of you. I can't do for you.
Did you still go? Did they invite you on other dates? Did you still hang out with them, or was that the last time you ever spoke to them?
I think one might have been the last time, and the other one, I think we went out again, but it was just no. Like, don't you ever pull out your card? Don't you ever try to do something nice? I don't care if it's my birthday or what have you. I can do this.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I'm guilty because when it's been somebody's birthday and they ask me out, I have not pulled out my wallet not one time.
See?
I'm like, look, you asked me out.
See? I had to, yeah, see? But I don't even, man, I invited some girls out. I went to lean my ass. I invited some girls out that I knew. Shorty, I didn't spend like $150 that night. It was a Wednesday. Lima, like,
$150.
It's my birthday. Why am I buying y'all drinks? See, that's why I'm like broke.
You're not smart, my man. You invited them out. They didn't invite you out.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I would have said, hey, that don't go on my bill.
Can't
let them take care of their own. I would have got you a drink though.
Hey, like,
but this dude
on,
did
man.
Ask me out to dinner, but I didn't know him like that. And I didn't find out like, oh, it's your birthday. Like, oh, like I was like, am I supposed to pay for this? And I kept thinking, I was like, no, I guess not. Hey. But whatever. But Danielle, thank you so much for your call.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, Danielle, you keep doing your thing out there. Just talk with the sexy voice to all of them. They'll pay for it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I can't think of has anybody been like overly offended. Like, I know somebody has been like, oh, whoa, like I've gotten a, well, women usually don't offer type deal, but I don't think anybody's been actually living.
Like,
I think it really depends on how the guy's been raised. You know, if he was raised, you know, to be chivalrous, I think he might be a little bit offended because he wants to be the man in that situation.
But a little bit offended doesn't mean.
But I've never been to like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna flip the table and storm out type offended.
Be a little bit offended, that's fine. Like,
right.
You know, like,
I'm not talking to Danielle because she offered to pay.
Yeah.
How dare she?
Yeah. I'd be looking at bro like, come on, Slim. Like,
calm the hell down.
You gotta relax, B. So that's, you know, that's it. Offer, ladies. Offer. He may not take you up on it, but offer.
Yeah, I can think of more guys, you know, more often than not, they would appreciate you offering more so than anything else. Even if he's not going to let you pay, I think he appreciates the generosity, so that he you make him feel that he's aware. You know, you put him, make him aware that, you know what, I care about your finances. Mm-hmm. I care about contributing, and I want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see you more, mm-hmm. perhaps.
Look at that. See, so, let me give y'all the game. Just, you know,
give us the game.
Let me give y'all Kick the game, it. Man. You know, this, the date doesn't have to be over, boo. The date can keep going. The next date can come. Just be better. Just be better at being a woman that has the potential qualities to be a wife. Just be better at it.
Mm.
Just be better at it.
Be better at it. So as I was saying before, I wanted to, you know, talk about looks, because that gets to be a hot button issue.
Right.
Now, I posted in different Facebook groups about, you know, excuse me, should people date within their looks category or their looks lane? Of course, the women were like, oh, there is no such thing as a category. People are just too shallow. Like, no, it's not that they're being shallow. You're just not cute.
Mm-hmm.
So is there such, you know, does a looks category or lane exist?
Well, I'm shallow. Yeah. So like, if you're not, you know, I'm if you don't look good, like I, to me, it's like if I want to, you know, bring you out in the public eye, and I want people to see that we're together. I want people to know right,
because you are a reflection of me.
Yeah, it's a good look.
I'm a reflection of you.
And you know, if you don't look good, I meet women that do look good. So like, I don't know that I can stay, you know, into you, stay faithful to you.
If I'm not attracted to you.
If I'm not attracted to you. Just gonna be, I'm always gonna have that wondering eye, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely a looks level, definitely a looks league. You know, some people are, once you get to maybe, you know, sevens and, you know, sevens and up, you probably are, can transition through all, you know, 7, 8, 9 dimes. You can do that, but if you are a strong three, you gotta stay at that strong three. Don't come looking my way.
So how does that work? Because I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Like, it's people that seem to have too many struggles going after these dimes. Like, you can't be, you know, we were talking about, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we talked about somebody being short and saying that women don't like short men. But I'm like, it's not that a person is necessarily short. It's like, okay, his teeth are bad. He doesn't dress well. He's out of shape. Like, you can't have all of those struggles and then turn around and try to talk to a Beyonce, or yeah, whoever else is really pretty. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think Beyonce's okay, but whatever. I don't know. You
like, that sounds like lightweight shade. Right?
I know, right? No, it's not. It's not. You can't be. You have that many struggles and try to talk to a Paula Patton. That's not going to work in your favor.
True.
And a lot of guys, especially, don't seem to get that.
I mean, you just say, like I said, fortune favors the bold. Sometimes, like, you know, as a dude, women are going to, you know, women will let you slide sometimes on the looks, I guess. Like, you know, women.
It depends on your bank account, really.
Your bank account. And some of them, you know, they like your personality, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I don't know, maybe you're a big guy and you make them feel safe, or, you know, protected, or, you know, whatever. Women are not always so caught up on, you know, looks for who they're going to choose for the rest of their, like, life.
Fellas aren't either.
Yeah.
I've seen some of their wives. Like, I've seen somebody, I was like, oh, how, like, I thought it was his mother. It was his wife. And I actually came across an article that said something like, why he married the average girl. Like, why do guys marry the quote unquote average looking chicks and not like the beautiful model, Buffy the Body, big booty, tight stomach?
To me, like, a lot of the best looking girls that I, you know that I'm cool with, that I associate with, they just not worth it, man. They just feel that you know, they look good, so that's pretty much all they got to bring to the table, and they want me to do way too much to, you know, benefit from their looks. Like, I know
they're too high maintenance.
Yeah, you can get any dude that you want, so go get that dude, and, you know, I'll do me. I'm fine over here. I firmly believe that you got to be able to take the cookie and leave the cookie. You know, if you see and she's doing too much, you got to be like, it ain't even worth it.
What is doing too much? Because, I mean, it goes both ways. Because I see a lot of guys marrying the quote unquote average looking chick. Like, she doesn't wear an ounce of makeup. She doesn't wear, like, nice clothes. She just looks frumpy.
Yeah, I'm not going that route.
That's his wife.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, she may have held him down.
But I also see the other end of the spectrum. Yeah. Like, you see on these TV shows that these dudes are marrying these hoes.
Yeah.
With the fake bodies, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on, you know, what you want and what you want to attract. I just want to, you know, a woman to clean up nice. She look good when she low key, but you know she clean up nice too.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to a, you know, a black tie gala, she gonna be nice there,
and then
we
She's
go to
versatile.
You know, PTA meeting. You know, we're gonna be good there too.
Okay, well hold that thought because we gotta go to commercial. Give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, although somebody like to call me by my government name earlier.
You know.
And I got The Bridge in the studio. What's up, Bridge?
Hey, what's going on? That's my sexy voice. Hold on. Hey,
he said, what's going on?
What's going on, listeners?
We call him Barry Bridge. And we're coming to you live from the I Am for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind that the number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, you just heard music from King. I love this song. The song was called In the Meantime.
Yeah, that dream
female
was
trio. Right, love them. Nice. King, if you are listening, could you please drop an album like yesterday? Please. I love your music. But we're talking about Out of Your League. And I posed a question a couple of days ago on Facebook. And I said, do you think that people should date within their looks range or category? For example, a 5 dating a 6 or perhaps a 7 and not someone labeled as a 10. Do you think look ranges or categories levels even exist? What say you? Nigel said, nah, I'm ugly as sin and always looking to date pretty women. I ain't trying to have no ugly ass babies.
True,
the world got enough problems as it is. Shut up.
It's true, yo. I can't look for somebody in my same struggle. Yeah, like whatever struggle I got going on right now, I can't date you if you're in my same, because we're gonna struggle together. We gonna make each other struggle.
If I'm
worse.
A 7, why can't I date a 7?
Well, I ain't saying 7 is a struggle though. But if I'm a 3. Yeah, I wanna find where if I'm like super duper duper broke, like I don't.
So if I'm a 4, I can't date a 4.
You can. You're just. I feel
you think
like you're
you think I should
just
shoot
worse.
For the stars?
I ain't say shoot for the stars, but like, yo, do you want your situation?
Yes,
to be
my name is
what?
Gargoyla, and I like to go out with Idris Elba.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta maybe like maybe not do Idris Elba, but you know some other black star that isn't.
But you know what? That cracks me up when I hear certain chicks talk like. Oh, he gotta be a pretty boy. He gotta be 6'6". I'm like, honey, you are 4'9" and you weigh 250 pounds. Like, the sexiness is not going on in your favor at all. And you want this glamorous looking dude and whatnot, and you're not even close to being on his level. And I don't even want to. I mean, it hurts me to even say that. Like, I don't want to sound harsh, but people, you know where you stand.
You do.
As I said in the rant and rave, you know who you can pull, and you have never, not ever, pulled a man that fine in your entire life. Not even in your next life or your previous life have you pulled a man that damn fine. And neither have you pulled a woman that damn fine. So leave her the hell alone and stick with what you've been working with and what's been working for you. Unless you were planning on having some type of procedure like, hello, braces or, I don't know, getting a shape up.
Or you getting money.
Right? Yeah. Money changes things, as you can see what the races do. Was it Donald Sterling? Yeah, what the hell is his name? David Sterling? I don't know the hell his name.
Like that,
I forgot. Daniel Sterling. But he got him that good-looking chick. You know, who's like all of 38 and he's all of 88. He doesn't look a day over 100.
The black doesn't look a day. The black and Mexican joint was. I don't, maybe she's not a joint.
Money makes you look good, but if you a Joe Blow around the block, like I said, if you Lil Wayne in the face and you don't have his money, you are not going to be getting Paula Patton. So please have several seats. Unless you have like some type of charisma and personality that's out of this world, but it's going to be very rare because as soon as she sees your face, she's not going to want to talk to you.
Can we hold a second and say how still I'm salty about Lil Wayne cracking a Nunu, Lauren London putting a baby in her? My love for Lauren has never been the same.
Would you want to hit it though after he's hit it?
I don't know. I'm not gonna be stupid. Like if she came and chose up, I'm not gonna be like, nah, you crank Lil Wayne. I can't do that. But
because like if you hit me, wouldn't you be thinking like, is this how Wayne
baby.
Did it?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
is this how Wayne did it?
Yeah, I don't like.
What if she slips up and says, oh, Weezy?
Yeah, my love has never been quite the same for you. But you know, I still love you though. Holler at me if you ever listen to anything I've ever done. Holler at me. I'm available.
This somebody said, if I'm a 10, I would certainly look for a 10, but I will go for a 7 who is willing to work toward a 10.
Yeah. I mean, there's ranges to it too. Just because there's levels to it doesn't mean that it's, you know.
But some people are so full of crap. Like they say, like, oh, it's all about the personality. Personality trumps looks. No, the hell it does not.
Nah, not in my book.
I am so sorry.
Not in my book.
If I can't look at you, we can't get together. Like, I've tried it. I have tried to turn off my shallow eye to go out with somebody that I was not attracted to, and I got sick to my stomach at the thought of even kissing the dude. Like, we never even kissed. Like, I had, yeah. And I couldn't do it. I could not bring myself doing it because I just was not attracted to him.
Ladies, if you're listening.
He was a great guy, but not for me. Because if you don't make my juices flow, this date is going to be so over. Like,
love you
dry
down.
Underwear dry. Like, come on now. I can't roll like that. That's not going to work for me.
Ladies, if you're listening, my Instagram is AKA The Bridge.
Yes, his Instagram is AKA The Bridge.
You can look at me for yourself. Follow me. Like my pictures.
Yes, he's handsome, ladies. And he's single.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Both of those things.
He's single and mingling.
And
he knows
how
to have a good time.
I'm looking for Mrs. Harrison.
And he has a mean shimmy.
Shoulders be wet. Shoulders be wet.
They were like, what the hell is a shimmy? See, if you know anything about the noobs, then you know about the shimmy.
Yo to the breast.
Yes. Crimson and cream. Every girl's dream.
Oh, you know what? So, you already know. You're too kind, Angie. You're too kind. Oh, Miss Marie. You're too kind.
I'm going to ignore that. But yeah, I'm just cracking up because I posted a couple pictures of people. Like, you know damn well this dude would not have a chance. If nerdy Nelson came over to you with his high water pants and his, you know, horrible attire and his lack of shape up and, you know, BDBs in the back and his lack of personality. Well, actually, you know, he has a nice personality, but he's very corny. Like, you would not give him a chance.
Some women like corny.
No.
Some women like fine, corny, endearing. No? She gave, Miss Marie gave me the mean gas face right there. The mean gas face.
Corny is not endearing to me.
No? Okay. Well, all right. Well,
I don't know. So for all of you that say personality trumps looks, yeah, effing right. I don't believe not a person that says... That said that I don't believe them. I don't believe that personality trumps looks, but whatever. I do think you should probably try to stay in your look range. Unless that person approaches you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have definitely gone up with some beautiful, beautiful, like 0% body fat men, and good God. I didn't approach them, they approached me, so.
Do you need a second? Or
yeah, I need to go to I need to go ring out real quick.
You need a moment here?
I just had a moment.
I don't think I want to be in a room for this. I don't think it's okay.
I think people should concentrate on like what their track record has been.
Right, right.
You wanna shoot for the stars. Right. You wanna do a little bit better than the last chick personality wise, but when it comes to looks, like,
you can do, like, I mean, there's things that you can do if your looks aren't all the way what they cracked up to be. You know, you're not Idris Elba. You can dress nice. Females love a well-dressed
man.
That
will take it there. Yeah. I cannot stand a man who cannot dress well. Yeah. And I'm saying that as I'm looking frumpy in the studio. but you know, I think I know how to wear nice clothes and whatnot. You do not have to have the most expensive attire, like Honey Target.
Exactly.
Target, H&M, if you can fit that stuff, you know, K&G, they got some decent clothes for like 1/8 of the price.
Yeah.
So a lot of places that you can go to. Shoot, I go to the damn Salvation Army. It is not a game.
Yeah, thrifting.
It is not a game.
You get some nice stuff thrifting.
I say get you some fashion magazines and just see what they're doing. Yeah. You don't have to buy the red bottoms, but you can see how they laid out the outfit and take it from there.
Yeah, you know.
You can go to Macy's, get you some coupons, 25% off, 20% off. Make it work, you know.
Because
a well-dressed man will, look, he might be ugly as sin, like Nigel said, but if he's dressed well, you might give him a second or third look. Yeah.
Smell good, you know, dress nicely.
Definitely the smell good. The smell goods are so important, fellas. My God, the smell goods. But please, you can't have too many struggles. It's just not going to work.
Work out, get off the couch, and do a push-up or two.
Do a push-up or like smoke crack or something. You can lose that weight. Say, no, don't smoke crack. Don't smoke crack. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow. Yeah.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Oh,
you could stop this pain that I've been feeling.
Listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Just heard music from Jodeci. I had to take y'all back. That's one of my favorite Jodeci songs. The song was I'm Still Waiting. That's when Jodeci was hot, though. I think that was pre-crack.
Right.
Pre-crack Jodeci. When they were on top of the world. And by the way, we have the Bridge in the studio. What's up, Bridge?
Yo, speaking of Jodeci, so the one that took me on a $200 date, I took her on a date, another $200 date, to see Casey and JoJo. And they were cracked out of their mind.
Oh, damn.
JoJo was, Casey was scratching himself. And
oh,
like,
he had the crack scratch?
Yeah. Damn. That was an interesting night.
The crack scratch.
Yeah.
Damn. Was he? I didn't understand the point of him like constantly getting on his bodyguard's shoulders and his balls on the back of that man's head.
I took videos of that. Like, and JoJo was still on the stage like, yo, I'm sick of your ish, Casey. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of being humble.
I'm telling you, a lot of these singers are prima donnas. They gotta be front and center. They gotta be the number one.
Like Slim, you're like
bird a flocking. He has never had a body. Even when they didn't. Even when he wasn't on crack, he didn't have a body.
Casey.
He's never been a looker. And he pulled Mary J.
Yeah,
mate.
Hey.
But they were doing drugs together, I believe.
Yeah, and he was cool at that time. Like, you know, cool to do
Jodeci
a lot for
Jodeci was
you.
Having some sold out tours at that time. MC Hammer, Jodeci. I know because, let me tell you something. For my 12th birthday, my mother won some tickets to go to the Jodeci MC Hammer concert.
Oh, man.
At what it used to be called in Maryland. It's called the Capitol Center. It's no longer there. It's where the Boulevard is. It used to be a big entertainment arena called the Capitol Center.
Okay.
A mother won tickets on the radio station to see Jodeci, MC Hammer. I was so excited. We were in row double W. I shook Jesus' hand. That's how far up we were in the arena. We had to rent binoculars so that I could see the stage, because from where we were sitting, they looked like ants. It was terrible. Like, I mean, I still had a good time, but God bless my mother for enduring that concert and going up all those stairs.
Yeah.
That's what he, that used to be the home of the Bullets. That's what they used to play, the Capitol Center. That's why I
didn't realize
my,
they played in Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I had my high school graduation, at the Capitol Center.
Okay.
It's no longer there.
Okay.
But yeah, random side note. But we got to get back to the topic, which is out of your league.
Right.
And don't forget the number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And yes, I give you like 45 million websites. I'm sorry, but I can't help it. Because
right.
You also
got to
check out the website,
thisdateisover.com.
You post your bad date stories, your relationship woes.
Word.
Because that's what it's there for.
I do want to say, so we were talking about, before we went to break, we were talking about some things that'll help the fellas be, overcome their look deficiency.
Ladies and gents.
Right. So, hey, man, I just want to say, being cool, like Jay-Z pulled Beyonce, KC pulled Mary J. Like, just being a cool.
Charisma, honey. Charisma helps. You can't be some shy, demure, in the background, wallflower kind of guy. Like, I'm trying to say this nicely without cursing. But what makes you blankable? You have to think about that.
Yeah.
Like, if you walked into a room, what would make a woman want to take her clothes off?
Yeah.
You have to have some je ne sais quoi about you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be some cornball walking in that room.
Yeah.
What would make her want to blank you?
Yeah.
So think about that. Think about what Bridge said. He said the smell goods. Honey, my God, a man that smells good, I would want to live in your arms forever. Unless I looked at your face and it wasn't that great. But yes, if you smell good, that helps. Like,
smell
it
good.
Helps a lot.
Dress good.
Don't get the stuff that smells like bug spray though.
Don't do that, fellas. You, there's certain things that you need to invest in for your presentation.
Yes, tell them
some nice cologne, or you know, even body wash, and you know.
Yes,
you
Bath and Body is always having a sale.
Hey, hey, that's an investment.
Get the aromatherapy ones. Don't get the regular lotions. Those are for the ladies. But get the aromatherapy, like the eucalyptus mint.
That's an investment. Your clothes, like she said, you don't need to buy the most expensive clothes, but you buy clothes that fit well.
Oh my God, the fit, honey. You were speaking to me.
That accents certain whatever your strong suits are.
Yes.
Clothes that do that for you. You know.
Can
you
we go back to clothes that fit? My God, you have no idea how important that is. Especially for fellas, if you're not used to wearing suits, you about to start wearing suits, get your stuff tailored. Make sure it fits your body. I cannot stand to see a man in a baggy suit.
That's an investment, fellas. That's an investment.
And it's a great investment. Invest in some hard bottom shoes. Do not wear a suit with some rubber soled shoes. That's a huge no-no. I have seen it.
Yeah.
Don't wear slacks or rubber soled shoes. That is not cute. Unless you are walking to like the subway or something like that.
Yeah.
You know how women had their walking shoes with their dresses.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, fine. But take those shoes off when you get to work or when you get to your date.
Yeah.
That's not cute.
Yeah.
Run over shoes? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I went out with a guy. Shoes ran the hell over. I mean, his shoes looked like he just walked. Like he just made it to the promised land.
Right.
That's how bad his shoes were.
Yeah.
Your shoes shouldn't look like that. Get the stuff shined. Get your shoes shined.
It's an investment, man. You invest in your presentation, because opportunities are going to come your way for, you know, relationships, for dates, but also opportunities, maybe, you know, attractive people and people that present well get opportunities in jobs. They
yes.
get opportunities in, you know, whatever it is that you want an opportunity in. Your look can never. It's very seldom a detraction from whatever it is that
right.
you are trying to accomplish. So.
And that's something that my father always told me. He said that look the part. Like, if you know, you might not have it right now, but you always want to put your best face forward. And I try my best to do that, you know, as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all have our lax days. But fellas and ladies, please invest in your appearance. Ladies, the plastic shoes, like, I understand. I like inexpensive clothes,
right.
but I... cheap shoes I can't get with, like
yeah.
cheap quality,
yeah,
like those plastic heels, like the I can't get with it, because
yeah.
I'm not a skinny chick, I'm afraid the shoe's gonna break. Number one, they look cheap. Yeah. It breaks my heart when I see people posting stuff, and I'm like, man, you look a mess. And people are like, yeah, girl, you look so good. No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't. But ladies, like, you also should look into fashion magazines. Ratchet Rhonda is not the one that you should be idolizing with her clothing. Like, yeah, she got her the big boobs and the big booty, but her stuff don't fit her well.
I went to Beltway Plaza today to see Captain America.
Beltway Plaza. And I know you saw a lot of lookers there.
Yeah, like all the stores I walked past look like, you know,
Guccini.
Thotty by nature. Like, don't shop in those places.
My name is Tatiana. How may I help you?
Yeah, don't shop there. Like, come on, dudes are never gonna. Even if you are looks deficient, if you dress nice, ladies too, you know that's gonna get you some points. It'd be some ugly joints that be fashionable, and they know that they feel they look good. They talk, they act, and walk like they look good. And some dudes will make some dude believe you.
Yeah, get clothes that fit, ladies. Like, you know that your stomach has seen better days. Do not wear anything too fitted unless you have Spanx. Could you like some Spanx or like a body magic? Like, make certain that you accentuate your best features. Like, you will not catch Miss Marie out with a midriff shirt on. Like, that's just not
happening.
That's not going down until a couple of months once I finish working with my trainer.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going down right now. So a lot of you ladies, you know, inflated self ego, self image, like, you need to really chill on your attire.
You really
because it's not working for you. Like, wear stuff that's flattering, and just you don't have to expose your entire body to attract a man. Like, I get more dudes when I'm like conservative.
Yeah.
Button up shirt, ain't nothing showing.
Yeah.
And a lot of women sell themselves short thinking that they have to put everything on display.
Don't be thotty. Don't be a young thotty.
That's a lot of male thoughts too.
I agree. But you know, hey, fellas, but I can't stress this enough. Just be the type of person that people want to be around, and you'll get opportunities.
Be the change you want to see.
You'll get opportunities with whoever it is that you have your eye on, if she or he actually likes you, like to be around you, think that you're cool.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, like, you will see that the caliber of women or men change once you change your outlook, you know, like your outward appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know this guy, he was saying that, you know, when he had cornrows, he was getting like the hood rats. But once he cut his hair and started dressing better, he was getting more mature women.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, you know, pick and choose. Like, what kind of woman do you want to attract? What kind of man do you want to attract? Do you want somebody that's going to sleep with you? Or do you want somebody that's going to be with you?
Word.
So whatever, we gotta go to break.
Squad.
Once again, so give us a call. The number in the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram @dateisover, and also check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and save the date. May 17th is when we're gonna pregame
it.
We're gonna have cocktails and conversations.
Uh-huh.
So join us May 17th. More details to come on thisdateisover.com. So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
want and not record. I think I want to say thank you. Thank you. Really much for picking me and bringing me up to this world.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
This is real music right here. Real music. Can you tell me who it is? Who does this song?
I can't tell you. It just reminds me of Baby Boy.
Cool in the Gang.
I did not know this was Cool in the Gang.
Summer
song.
Madness. This is one of their best songs for me.
This song just reminds me of when Snoop was sitting on the couch, you know, engaging in some illegal substances, and this song was on, and he was just vibing out.
Yeah, I love this song, but you just heard music from Andre 3000. The song was Prototype. I love that song by him. But in case you're just now tuning in, although it's at the end of the show, I'm your host, Miss Marie. Mm-hmm. I got the bridge in the studio.
Right.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio. We're coming to you live from the Iron Pro Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. And tonight we have been talking about Out of Your League. Out of Your League. And we got a call on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name's Tim. Toby. Whatever. I'm calling from Boston.
Boston? What's up, Boston?
617.
Hey, I represent Brooklyn. I just live out here.
Oh, okay.
Bruh.
All right.
Brooklyn. Bruh. So, what's up?
Well, no, you know, I like the discussion. I wanted to make a point to something that, you know, as humans, you know, we all have our moments in life, you know, mm-hmm. up and down, you know. You can meet someone, they're on top of the world, and the next minute, you know, they're struggling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come at someone like, oh, you know, you're not on my level because, I don't know, you ain't dressed the way I like, you ain't some brands I like, or whatever, you know, that could come back to bite you, you know.
It can. It you can. Know, sometimes it won't.
I'll give a personal example. All right? So, I'm engaged right now.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started dating my fiance, I was doing pretty good, you know. Single guy, and you know, my own place, I'm completely by myself, you mm-hmm. know, bomb apartment and all that, you know. Good job, man. I mean, things were going good. And things went south, you know. She still had faith in me, you know what I mean? You know, she still stuck by. I was like, you know, seeing things I couldn't see, you know.
But that's a stuff difference, like that. Timothy, because if you hadn't met her when you already didn't have anything, she might not have wanted to take you in or like to.
Well, when I first met her, like, you know, we were college students, you know, it was like years ago, you know?
Yeah, but she knew you. She knew you. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, if she had known you from like a hole in the wall and she had just, if you just presented yourself to her as, you know, Timothy, I don't have a pot to piss in, you know, I'm in a bad situation, she might not have been as inclined to deal with you at that time. Because, you know, we all have our own seasons, and, you know, you meet some people in the right season, sometimes you don't. But they don't have to accept you.
Right, and that's okay. I think that's okay. You know, if someone can't get with you while you're struggling, that's right, they can't help you, you know. If they don't understand why you're struggling, they can't help you.
Right, because, you know? Like I said earlier, they don't have an emotional connection or bond with you at that time. Like, I don't know you enough mm-hmm. to care to help you, because that throws up a red flag for me. Like, damn, he already struggling. This is how we're starting out. I don't want to that takes me off balance. I don't want to be in that situation. But I mean, I'm, you know, kudos to your lady for sticking by you, because I would hope that somebody would stick with you, you know, because she already knew you. She knew what you were capable of. She knew that you had worked before. She knew your potential. She saw all that because she knew you personally. But if she didn't know you, things might not have turned out the same way. And I think that's...
No, I don't know. Bless your heart. I have faith in, like, her personality, just knowing her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is, you know, me and my person that, like, you know, what attracts me to a person most, like, the intelligence, the character, right? And I felt like, you know, early on, she would be the type of person that would give me the time of day no matter what, you know?
Well, that's good. And I'm certain you are glad that you met this wonderful lady. Yeah. So congrats to you too. We got to wrap it up because it's almost our time to get out of here. But thank you so much for tuning in. And hopefully you'll join us next Sunday.
I will.
Good. And make sure you tell your friends about us. Share our Facebook page, Instagram, and the website. All that good stuff. So thank you, Timothy. All Have a great night in Boston. What's up to the Boston all folks and the Brooklyn folks. Blah. Have a good night, Timothy. So yes, it's almost that time for us to get out of here.
Right.
It is about that time. So to wrap it up, put a bow on it. Any parting words? Thank you to The Bridge for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
Appreciate having you.
It was a pleasure, as always, Miss Marie.
Thank you.
Anybody out there, follow me on Instagram.
Follow him.
AKA The Bridge.
The Bridge is over.
I'm on Facebook. Bye-bye. Bridge Harrison. I was in the Ladies Fat Trail video. She fell in love. Go check that out. Support DC music.
I'm gonna have to Google who that is. I feel like I've heard that name before. I'm not real hip hop. I'm sorry, y'all, but I mean, I like my NERD and Pharrell and all that jazz. Right, but whatever. Yeah. So, any parting words?
Nah,
wrapping it up, putting some last minute advice out for the folks.
I mean, you know, my advice is, you know, do if you. You can't have that many struggles, as Miss Marie said. So, you know, start fixing those struggles and you'll start graduating leagues. You'll start jumping by leaps and bounds.
Yes, you'll jump up to higher levels. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Once again, we are on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can download the TuneIn app and search for Rock The Flow, all one word. Save us to your favorites. We're on the air every Sunday, 10 p.m. Tell your friends about us. But out of your league, you know, I think Bridge said it, you know, what I had already said earlier. You know, you know where your level is. And, mm-hmm. you want to work to improve yourself. So make certain that you are at the level where you are going to garner success in the relationship world. Like, you know who you can pull. So if you want to pull these dimes, you better damn sure be a dime yourself.
Yep.
So take this time to fix yourself up and get your job situation taken care of, get your money right, or make certain you're taking those steps to be better. Get your smell goods, get you some fashion magazines, ladies and gents. Try to mimic some of these nice and conservative or preppy styles that they got. Like, everything don't have to be on, you know, exposed. You don't have to have these flashy watches and big ass gold chains. I don't give a damn about that stuff. And the only people that care about those things are ratchet folks. A lot of ratchet folks care about, you know, the gaudy jewelry and this, that, and the other. And you don't want that type of person anyways.
Yeah.
She might look good on your arm, fellas, but is she really going to be a good mom? Does she have, you know, half of a brain cell? Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah.
She might be in the video.
Real quick, because we got to go. Hey, follow the things that you're interested in improving. Follow them on Instagram, on Twitter, on Tumblr. All those things, they are constant motivation to see what you're trying to do.
There are a lot of fashion blogs that are people who are thrifting, but be mindful of who you follow, because some of them can't dress either. But you know what? I say, look, ladies, follow Mimi G. I think her name is Mimi G. She's awesome, but I need to shut up because midnight is about to strike on the clock. So thank you guys for tuning in once again, and join us next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great week. God bless. Good night. Bye-bye.